The Barbados House of Assembly last night sought to give businesses battered by the COVID-19 crisis a bit of breathing space down to the end of July. However, on the flip side, some laid-off workers will have to wait longer for their severance pay. It's in a climate where Attorney General Dale Marshall outlined that many of the country's businesses just don't have the money to pay if they are forced to stick to the 13-week limit, after which severance must be paid, pointing out that in some cases, hundreds of workers have been laid off at the same time because of the pandemic. And he gave the example of one restaurant.
They said in a meeting yesterday that if their employees all sought severance, that establishment severance payment bill would be $1.6 million. She said even if she wanted to, her cash flow would not support a loan to pay out those workers.
The period after which a worker will be eligible for severance is being extended from 13 to 22 weeks.
Now, some people say, well, why 22 weeks and not 26? Because, sir, you have 4 weeks within which you can serve a notice. So we extend it to 22 weeks, and you have another 4 weeks within which you can serve a notice, which takes you to 26. What's the magic number of 26, sir? At this point in time, a person will collect an unemployment benefit for 26 weeks. And after 26 weeks, the unemployment benefit stops.
One category of worker must have been laid off between March 1st and April 30th, when the pandemic really started to bite into local businesses.
So entities that have laid off individuals in that time frame, we know, sir, that they will be under pressure in week 13. In fact, sir, all like today will be week 13.
Another category of worker affected by the change is people laid off before the 1st of June because their business was affected by 1, international travel, and 2, the COVID directives issued by the government. But what if you didn't fall into either of the two categories? That is, you weren't laid off between March 1st and April 30th, or your company wasn't hit by the halt in international travel and the government's COVID directives.
But we have had an eye to what categories those businesses are. And we will allow those businesses, we will allow the employees who were laid off in those businesses to retain the 13-week right.
And Mr. Marshall said the changes won't be for long.
Mr. Speaker, this bill will have its sunset on the 31st of July. So after 31st of July, these provisions will fall away as if they never were. As if they never were, though any rights that you acquire under it, under Section 29 of the Interpretation Act, sir, those rights will continue. But this bill, this act when passed, will cease to operate on the 31st of July, and we revert back to the 13 weeks. It is a matter of speculation what will happen after week 22. But we are satisfied, sir, that as a government, we are putting measures in place to see the economy of Barbados begin to grow again, so that those businesses will have an opportunity, sir, once more to breathe the fresh air of economic activity and keep Barbadians employed.
This measure was another in which the government was able to use its majority in Parliament to achieve its objective. It needed a constitutional majority because it was taking away a person's property right.
There are people, Mr. Speaker, who will have been laid off at the start of March. And by now, sir, their 13-week right will have accrued. But by extending that 13-week period to a 22-week period, sir, you will immediately capture the concept. We are taking away from an employee a right that has accrued. We are taking away from them a property right that has accrued and that has value and meaning and body today. And we are saying, wait 22 weeks. We're taking away a chosen action. We're taking away a property right. And we're saying, we're moving this right down by another 9 weeks. So that is a depriving of that individual of a property right. And therefore, it requires that this bill be passed pursuant to the provisions of Section 49 of the Constitution. But I want to say, sir, I want to reiterate that while we are mindful that we are taking something from them, we recognize that that taking away really gives the business an opportunity to even preserve the employment, and in the event that it just cannot be preserved, we're compensating that individual by providing an expedited process for severance claims to be heard so that they can get their money sooner.
Attorney General Dale Marshall, and this has been Sagicor's Early Business.